Pat Buchanan came to Minnesota to sign books, raise money, and, as he sees it, to dispel some myths. First of all, he says, his book, A Republic, Not an Empire, has been misinterpreted. He says it is not pro-Nazi. In it, he calls Adolf Hitler a monster. Second, on a matter of more contemporary politics, he says his critics are wrong to say that he doesn't really believe in the ideals of his adopted party.
On the issue of trade, for example, I think I'm a very close fit for the Reform Party. I fought against NAFTA and GATT as hard as anyone, and fought alongside Ross Perot. On the issue of stopping illegal immigration into this country cold, the Reform Party agrees with me, and I agree with it. On the issue of keeping out of foreign wars that are none of our business, the Reform Party agrees with me. On the issue of political change and opening up the system, I agree with the Reform Party.
Of course, the Reform Party platform does not share Buchanan's opposition to legalized abortion. But Buchanan says that's not a problem either, because the party chooses not to make a choice on abortion, leaving it up to individual candidates. Whether or not Buchanan's politics can be called reform, they seem to draw interest from both ends of the political spectrum. Standing in line to meet Buchanan was David Bjorklund, wearing a My Governor Can Beat Up Your Governor t-shirt.
I like him as far as foreign policy. I believe that America should stay out of other countries' business, you know, unless it threatens us directly. But as far as a little too conservative with social issues such as abortion.
Nearby, Milt Boyat also showed up early to get Buchanan's autograph.
You know, I'm very pro-life, and he's, one of the most outspoken people on that issue, and I really respect him for that, and I support him on that.
Many political pundits would say Buchanan's base of support is too broad and too contradictory to hold together. But the Reform Party leaders who showed up to welcome Buchanan say that kind of political thinking, which divides the electorate up into left versus right, is outdated. Alan Shalepsky is chairman of the party's platform committee.
You got to remember, we are a populist party. We're the only populist party. The Democrats and Republicans are controlled by interest groups and policy elites. They don't want us to talk to this guy.
And Shalepsky says it's also a mistake to assume that everyone inside the Minnesota Reform Party shares Governor Ventura's opposition to Buchanan.
Unfortunately, the media tends to talk to two or three people in the Reform Party, and they think that that's the Reform Party.
Shalepsky is dismissive of the efforts by Ventura's inner circle, mainly planning director Dean Barkley, to recruit presidential candidates Ventura would like better, such as Lowell Weicker or Donald Trump.
Frankly, they don't have the type of experience, such as that White House experience I mentioned that this gentleman has. And why don't, when someone comes to us with that level of experience and wants to talk to us, why not talk with them and see if we can find common ground?
Ventura, for the time being, says he's not interested in talking to Buchanan. At the start of the day, he even seemed indifferent to the fact that Buchanan was in town.
He's not on my schedule at all. I mean, that's all I can tell you, and I'm a very scheduled person. You can look right on there, and there's nothing that says him on there.
But Ventura also seems to be toning down some of his earlier criticism of Buchanan, saying he welcomes the competition Buchanan will bring to the nomination. The governor may be picking up on the fact that, contrary to conventional wisdom, Buchanan may have some real traction among Minnesota reformers, as well as the influence to possibly split the party into two camps. The first real test of Buchanan's popularity may come soon. The candidate is encouraging his Buchanan brigades to show up at the Minnesota Reform Party's statewide convention on November 13th and make their presence felt. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.